With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Funeral fireworks. It's a great idea. It really is a great idea. You know how much I love fireworks.
Well, and in a funeral, like we talked about before, that's sad and whatever, if you get the family together and have a giant fireworks display, what's cooler than that?
Our next guest is the general manager of the Green Lawn Funeral Home in Springfield, Missouri, who is offering a package where you can have your ashes loaded into fireworks and have an up to 18-minute fireworks display, ensuring that you'll go out with a bang. Please welcome Clay Adams.
Mr. Clay, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Well, thank you. You're just down the road in Springfield, Missouri.
We are in Springfield, Missouri, not too far from you guys.
Not at all. And I we've never spoken before, but greenlawnfuneralhome.com is where you can find this. You guys are offering, it's a pretty fantastic idea. Look, funerals are just, you know, we've lost somebody, so we hate them. And then we get there, and it's even creepier, and it's even sadder, and it's quiet, and it's morose. And I love the idea of funeral fireworks.
You know, we are, we just kind of think out of the box, and we want people to have a celebration of somebody's life, and this is a unique way, a special way to celebrate somebody's life. A veteran that served
sure.
the country, or somebody that just was in love with the 4th of July, this is just a happy occasion, you know. It's
sure.
not a gloomy occasion like most services. To
Clay, by the way,
go out and have a picnic and fireworks.
On your website, you really should. You really should use that tagline. By the way, we think outside the box.
we probably should.
That would be fantastic. And you've got the different ones. You've got go out with it starts with the grand finale. That's one massive shot. Now. I assume
right.
you
right.
tape a yeah. bit of the ashes to the outside, or do you actually have these fireworks created somewhere locally and they're on the inside?
So what we do is we have partnered with A&M Pyrotechnics, which is a pyrotechnic company here in the Springfield area. They do firework displays for the Springfield Cardinals, big 4th of July celebration. So we've partnered with them. We send them a couple tablespoons of cremated remains, and they actually incorporate those into the shell that is fired during the celebration.
Gotcha. And so you've got the one massive shot one, or go out with a bang, which is the small fireworks show, 2 to 3 minutes, a mesmerizing farewell show with ashes being distributed at the end finale, spectacular send-off, a real fireworks display like you'd see at a show, definable beginning to end lasting around 7 minutes, and then a star-spangled picnic. And then the ultimate goodbye, a huge one. Now, the ultimate goodbye, what does that run?
That is between $8,000 to $10,000.
Ooh, you're throwing up some real stuff.
Display.
How many shells are you firing up for $8,000 to $10,000?
They are. It's an 18-minute display, so they have got they're firing a lot of shells. The cremated remains are actually they are in the final. The final shot.
That's
so, still, even with that big of a display, they just need a very little portion of cremated remains, and because they're just in the final shot there.
How long have you been doing this?
What was that again?
How long have you been doing this, Clay? I don't think Clay. Can you hear me? Okay, is this phone screwing up again? We have a terrible system here, Clay. My apologies if you can't hear me well. I was asking you, how long have you been off?
Yeah, you're kind of breaking up on me.
How long have you been offering this?
We've been offering it 6 years.
Okay. And how many have you done now?
We do approximately six to seven a year.
So
we've got one coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Wow. Have you done any in Kansas City?
We have not done any in Kansas City. The company we use, they will travel to Kansas City if family there in Kansas City wanted to do this, or the family could travel down here to Springfield. We have an area where we shoot these often near our funeral home. And So it gives them a couple options.
All right. Well, good. I just wanted people to know greenlawnfuneralhome.com. And my apologies for the phone not being a good connection, Clay. It sucks. Okay. But I thank you so much. You hold on right there. I feel awful. Tell him I'm sorry, man. You got to get this fixed, T. Because I could tell earlier they couldn't hear me either. The funeral fireworks, which, by the way, God bless Clay. But he has a personality of a funeral director.
Well.
They're a very calm person. Very, very calm people. By the way, if he doesn't use that T-shirt, we think outside the box, he's a fool. That's a great slogan, and you know it.
That was the first thing he said when we got off the phone. He goes, just let him know that's stolen.
Yeah.
Like, they're using that immediately.
Think outside the box for your funeral deal. I think that's a fantastic idea. There should be bumper stickers.
Well, T-shirts for sure.
And by the way, the code of, what is it, the Patriotic Picnic or whatever, Star Spangled Picnic? No, forget that. We need a full open bar, whatever you want to call that. Uh-huh. America.
Free-flowing America.
I love the idea of that. I also love the idea of being shot up in a spaceship. I love the idea of, I looked at, where's this one at now? There's also the My Holy Smoke.
Yeah, that's the shotgun shell.
That's the shotgun shells. You can have people put in those. I don't recommend it if you had enemies, because I feel like that's just
I know they throw ashes at sea. Would you like to be dropped into the sea
No. No. I want to have something weird or terrible done with my ashes. I want my enemies to feel uncomfortable. I don't want to be thrown in the ocean. Stupid.
He wants to be crop dusted over a golf course.
Oh, no. I mean, I want to be way more personal. I'm not kidding you. I love the idea of ash to mouth.
I like the idea of, I got to look at that.
100 times, like, what's going on? And I want it videotaped and put on YouTube. This dead guy got thrown into all these people's mouths. And they were all people he disliked.
And then at the end, it's like any YouTube video. It's like, ash to mouth. There's a big stamp. Like, as soon as it happens, and they go, that face.
And it becomes a new Tide Pod thing. And everybody just starts throwing their ashes in their enemies' mouths when they're dead. You're like, you leave a will. You're like, I left one guy. This is $2,000, and I leave it to you. The $2,000 or whatever money you've got, $5,000. Once you fed my ashes to my enemies, then you get the money. Now we have a party.
I told you what a pain in the ass it is at Disney World. Anytime they call a code HEPA, they have these giant, like, it looks like a giant street vacuum or whatever, but people constantly are dropping loved ones' ashes at Disney World.
Well, these guys, they 250 rounds, high quality, the shotgun in 410, 28, 20, 16, and 12, and 10, specialty loads for migratory bird loads, slugs and buckshot. Rifle cartridges for 100 rounds. All the prices are there. And then pistol rounds in standard calibers. So you can get your buddy loaded up in all kinds of bullets. But I'm telling you, I don't want to eat that. Don't kill anybody.
Yeah, I don't want that.
But I do want a few people to eat my ashes.
Eat my ash. Johnny good,
said,
too.
Johnny said, eat his ash. What?
What? How's it taste?
My God, that's fantastic. And then,
write
of course,
it down. We
the
have
video.
To do this.
On the other hand, when I die, you know, when you shoot the fireworks, it occurred to me while I was trying to talk to him that, you know, all anybody's going to do is stand there and go, oh, my God, he would have loved this. He would have loved this. Wouldn't he have loved this? He'd have loved this. No, you should probably put together a party I would have hated. That way everybody can go, well, oh, my God, he would be so glad to be dead right now.
All right. I'm going to shoot your fireworks at a wedding.
Yeah. That's it.
Jesus Christ, he would be. Oh, my God.
At a golf tournament.
So pissed.
Yeah, why Blake Shelton plays.
So pissed.
And he'd be like, oh, my God, he just hate this. This is the worst. Like, he hated all of these things. You know what? He's lucky to be dead. Do that. Because everybody always has that same thing. Like, you die doing something you love.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he died doing something he loved. What a terrible time to die.
Yeah.
I want to die doing something I hate.
Yeah, I'd die at the DMV when I'm waiting in line.
If I go to prison, let me die.
That's good. Yeah.
Oh, are we getting audited? Yeah, I want to drop dead during the IRS audit right in the guy's desk. Not while I'm getting my first three-way. God damn it. But then I do want to get dead. If I go to prison, I get my first three-way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.